This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
3 years after the first declaration,
I declare COVID-19 over as a global health emergency.
As Title 42 is set to expire.
The situation at the border is a very serious one.
A hot labor market.
The U.S. unemployment rate matching a historic low.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The World Health Organization declares COVID-19 no longer a global health emergency. Director General Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus says countries can now focus on managing the threat.
The pandemic has been on a downward trend, with population immunity increasing from vaccination and infection, mortality decreasing, and the pressure on health systems easing.
Meantime, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky calls it quits. WSB Sabrina Cupid.
In an interview with me last summer, Dr. Rochelle Walensky admitted the failures of the Atlanta-based agency when it comes to COVID.
In our big moment, our performance did not reliably meet expectations.
She called for sweeping changes and a reorganization. On the same day, the World Health Organization said COVID is no longer a global health emergency. Walensky announced that it's with mixed emotions that she'll be stepping away from her position as head of the nation's top health agency. She did not say exactly why she's resigning, other than the timing is right. Her last day is June 30th. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News Atlanta.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas spent the day along the U.S.-Mexico border in Brownsville, Texas, ahead of the ending of Title 42 next week. They're expecting a migration spike.
In a post-Title 42 environment, we will be using our expedited removal authorities under Title 8 of the United States Code. That allows us to remove individuals very quickly.
Peter Schwartz of Kentucky has been sentenced to a record-setting 14 years in prison for attacking police officers with pepper spray as he stormed the U.S. Capitol with his wife on January 6th. The U.S. Supreme Court issues a stay in the May 18th execution of Oklahoma inmate Richard Glossop, who was convicted in a 1997 murder for hire. Oklahoma's Republican Attorney General says Glossop did not get a fair trial and his life should be spared. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
They went back and did an extensive investigation, two independent investigations that raise serious doubts about Glossop's conviction.
The government delivers a better-than-expected monthly jobs report, CBS's Sarah Ewald-Weiss.
Last month, the economy added 253,000 jobs. Some of the largest job gains were in the professional and business service industry, healthcare and leisure, and hospitality.
The Dow surged 547 points. NASDAQ jumped 269.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
In Britain, spirits are running high and security is tight ahead of tomorrow's coronation, but some may be watching with mixed feelings.
I'm Vicky Barker in London.
Receive the royal scepter.
70 years after his mother was crowned Britain's queen.
What we are going to see is a very, very different coronation.
Historian Amanda Foreman. 2,000 guests instead of 9,000. Multiple faiths acknowledged in this Church of England ceremony. This eco-conscious king will even be wearing recycled gloves. Last worn by Charles's grandfather, King George VI, at his coronation. Police will be braced for this.
Why are you wasting our money?
But they say anti-monarchist protesters will be tolerated so long as they don't try to disrupt the day's events. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
It's spring, but you wouldn't know it in Michigan as the Upper Peninsula gets 2 feet of snow, a May record. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Is Kentucky Derby Day. CBS's Nicole D'Antonio with retired attorney Amy Moore, the woman behind Forte, the horse who could trot away with the crown.
After leaving law, Moore says she went over budget buying her first horse named Queen Caroline. Taking that bet has led to this weekend's odds-on favorite to win the Kentucky Derby. Forte was Moore's first foal bred from Queen Caroline, and now Moore says she's feeling a different type of stress, but it's all worth it.
I just enjoyed it.
Moore is hoping for a hero's return to the farm for Forte, but says she's already filled with pride.
It's kind of a dream come true for me. Whether he wins or loses, I think he's done a lot. He's been very successful. I'm very proud of him.
As Moore hopes for another win following the most exciting 2 minutes in sports.
That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Friday, May 5th, 2023. This broadcast is produced by Kathleen Biggins. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.